turnover, if you will, I'm going to look at something. This could be a very simple lesson, but a profound lesson. That's what the Bible is simple, so you can understand it. Everybody will understand this today. Hebrews 13 and verse 8. You know, the wonderful thing about, you know, saying God is good. You know, they came and they said, somebody, who was it? They came and they said, oh, good master. And Jesus said, why callest thou me good? He said, there is only one good, and that is God. And think about this. It said how God anointed, in Acts 10:38, it says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, who went about doing what? Good. He went about doing good. Psalm 34. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He's good. God's good. What did he call? He said, I am the what? The good shepherd. And the good shepherd does what? He giveth life to the sheep, for his sheep. So God is good. If you can't remember anything else, I don't care what we're going through in life, God is good. He's good. And he's a good father, and he's a good shepherd. And he cares for us. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. This is a familiar scripture for some. And I want you to look at it. It says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and what? Forever. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. So when we talk about the subject of healing, we're talking about healing, physical healing. God does heal, and somebody may say, well, what's he doing today? Or how did he heal? How's he healed today? He's the same yesterday and today and forever. If he healed yesterday, then he's healing the same today, just exactly the same way. And we're going to look at this. We're going to look at one account of it. Is that all right? We're going to take a few moments and look at this. But Jesus Christ, I like this. This, the Amplified translation says, Jesus Christ the Messiah is always the same, yesterday, today, and forever to the ages. This is another translation. It's called the Knox. Like Knox, K-N-O-S, K-N-O-X. It says, what Jesus Christ was yesterday and is today, he remains forever. So he's the same. If you want to know what he is doing today, look at what he did yesterday. It's the same. He doesn't change. He's without variableness or shadow of turning. Malachi, he says, I lie not, I change not. So I want to look at one account. We can get an idea here of how Jesus operates today. Let's go over to Mark chapter 2. We're going to look at this account of the woman with the issue of blood. And I think this will be insightful for you. It'll help us. This is a woman back at that time. She had an issue of blood for 12 years. Said she went to many doctors and they didn't help. She got worse. Said, well, that sounds a little bit like today. Mark chapter 2. And then you can also look, I'm going to look at the same account in the three Gospels. So we have Mark chapter 2 starting in verse 1. And Matthew chapter 9, I'm going to go in that order. Mark chapter 2, starting in verse 1. And Matthew chapter 9, starting in verse 1. And then Luke, we're going to stop with Luke 5. starting in verse 17. So we're going to start with Mark chapter 2. And it says, starting in verse 1, "And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them." It was a full house. "No, not so much as about the door. And he did what? He preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four." So there were four carrying this person. "And when they could not come nigh unto him or get close to him for the press, they uncovered the roof." So they couldn't get in the house, so they went up on top of the house where he was. "And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, Why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise, and take up thy bed and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise, and take up thy bed, and go thy way unto thine house. And immediately he arose and took up the bed, and he went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. Or they could just say, We never saw this before, or like this. Now let's look at Matthew chapter 9, and starting in verse 1. And he's in Capernaum. And if any of you know anything about this Galilee or the Sea of Galilee, we've been there. I've been there a few times to Capernaum. And it's on the Sea of Galilee. And verse 1 of chapter 9 of Matthew, it says, And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether is it easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, then saith he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house. And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. Now let's jump over to Luke chapter 5, starting in verse 17. Now think about this. You know, when Jesus said he saw his faith, you know, sometimes we read over these accounts or these stories, but here's a person sick of the palsy, and this person obviously had heard of Jesus. And when he couldn't get in the front door, when he couldn't get in, they broke up the roof. I mean, you think about that. We see that today. People on Black Friday, they break up stuff just to get in the front door, to get what? What they want. I want this thing. and they'll mess you up trying to get to it. Right? I'm trying to make it more today, but you think about it. This man wanted what Jesus had. That's faith. Faith doesn't say, I just believe Jesus can provide this. He was convinced that what he had, he was coming to get it. And he exhibited that by having them break up the roof. Get that roof. I want this. Get me in there. Right? Starting in verse 17 of Luke 5, it says, and it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by. So now you can see in this account by Luke, he begins to describe who was there. Not just a multitude. He said it was Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And what does it say? And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Oh, that's a little different. What was present? The power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with a palsy. And they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went up on the housetop and let him down through the tiling. So now here you can see the roof had tiling. They broke up the tiling of the roof. With his couch into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, what reason ye in your hearts? Whether is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, rise up and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon earth to forgive sins. He said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, and take up thy couch, and go into thine house. And immediately he rose up before them, and took up that whereon he lay, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, we have seen strange things today. Let me ask this question. We just got done reading something. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, and today, and forever. This is how he was yesterday. But how is he today? The same. Let me ask this simple question. This scripture here that we just read in Luke said that the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Them who? The Pharisees and the doctors and the scribes and the multitude that was there. The power of the Lord was what? Present to heal. Let me ask a simple question. The power is available in this building to light the lights and to heat. It's available. Is it not true? It's available. But what happened? Somebody had to go over and do what? Yeah, we paid a bill. But if I go over here, we can all say, boy, it's sure nice in here. It'd be nice if we had lights. It'd be nice if we had lights. It'd be nice if we had lights. The power is available in this room to turn the lights on. The power is available. The power of God was available there to heal them. the power of God was present to heal them. The power is present to turn the lights on. The power is present to light the lights. Why didn't they get healed? Why didn't they get healed? They didn't reach out and do something. It was present. The power is present to light these lights. But somebody has got to say, it's available and I want lights. So I'm going over here and hit this puppy and turn it on. Same thing there. No one believed. Nothing is impossible to those who believe. And the power of God is present. Now here's another thought to consider. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Wherever Jesus was yesterday, wherever he was physically in the flesh, the power of God was present to heal. And all of us would say, amen, yes. Oh, yeah. You hear people say, boy, I wish I was when Jesus was there, I could have received something. Oh, really? Okay. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. So wherever he was healing because the power of God was present to heal. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with what? The Holy Ghost. So he healed, the power of God was present because he was there and God was operating through him by the Holy Ghost. Let me ask this question. Matthew 18, it says, wherever two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst of us. So the power of God is present here today, just like it was in that house. The power of God is present here today to heal just like then, because he's present here. He's present here. I like this. This is the Message translation of Matthew 18:20. When two or three of you are together because of me, you can be sure I'll be there. You can be sure I will be there when two or three are gathered together in my name. So the power of God is present here right now because we've gathered together because of him. But just like back in that house in Capernaum, the power of the Lord was present to heal them, but only one we have on record is being healed. Only one. Only one. So faith, and he said he saw their faith. That man came expecting to get something. So much so that he had them break up the roof to get down through the roof. So the power of God. And you may say, well, they don't have anything. Nothing's written in the Bible that says they felt anything. It doesn't say they felt anything. It says the power of God was present to heal them. Let me show you something. This man, when you look at it, what was the command by Jesus? That man was never healed laying prostrate. He was never healed laying flat on his back. He said to him, arise, take thy bed, get up, take your bed. The man had to do what? He had to do something. He had to obey the command that was given him. Arise, take your bed, get up. Now that's kind of a silly thing to say to a man who has palsy, who was brought in with on four. He couldn't walk. He couldn't get up. He was confined to a bed. They let him down on a bed through the roof. But Jesus said to him, get up. And it wasn't until that man acted upon what he was instructed to do that the power of God was released. See, the power of God was present to heal them. But it did no one any good unless they acted. They had to take what was available. They had to receive it. Anybody, that make sense? Just like the power in this room. Power is available. But I had to go over and do what? Turn the light switch on. We had to program this unit over here to provide heat. If we didn't do it, we'd be sitting in the cold. We'd be sitting in the dark. And you'd be complaining. Oh, God, I sure wish. And he said, but it's there. All you got to do is do something. And it's the same thing here. This man had to do something. He was not healed. When he got up and he acted upon what was told him to do, strength came. The power of God was activated. So the power of God is present here to heal your body. The power of God is here to deliver. The power of God is here to help. Right now, not tomorrow, not next time. He's here right now. He's here right now to heal. Say that. The power of God is present to heal. You don't sound too convinced. Say it again. The power of God is present to heal. Say this. The power of God is present to heal me. Say it one more time. The power of God is present to heal me. Glory to God. He's present to heal me. See, this is one reason why the devil fights this so much. So often we're looking for someone to lay hands upon us. Someone to do something. Someone to speak a word to us. Someone to encourage us in some way. And that's good. But right here, wherever two or three are gathered in his name, he's present. So he's here just the same way as he was in that house in Capernaum. He is here by his Spirit, operating through his Spirit. He was there in the flesh, operating through his Spirit. But he is here today by his Spirit, making available the power of God by his Spirit. You don't have to feel a thing. Always remember this. Do you feel, you don't feel electricity. It could be sitting available to be used, and you find out when you stick your finger in the socket. But you had to do something to find out. And it's no different. The power of God is present to heal. You've got to step out in faith before the power of God is released in your body. You've got to act upon what it is that you believe. I believe God's power is working. in our midst. So it takes faith. We've got to arise and step out just like what he told that man. Arise, take up your bed. You've got to arise, and then the strength comes. The power comes. Whether or not it's for your physical body, I'm talking about healing, but it could be for anything. It could be depression. It could be something that you're going through. Whatever it is, faith in the power of God will cause the power of God to be released in your life. Everybody got me? The power of God is present right now, right this second, to heal your body, to resolve whatever it is. You know, I'll say this. You know, we talk about God who sent his son here to die for me, to secure my eternal salvation, to secure that. But I would say this, that yes, we received Jesus by faith, and he came into my life and changed me. But what person would believe in a God that would secure my eternal salvation and not help me through life? Heal my body. If he secured my eternal salvation, why should I believe in a Jesus or a God? I'm not trying to be crass here. But why would we believe in a God that secured my eternal salvation and cannot heal my body, provide for my finances, help me? Why should I believe in that God? Why? Because he does. And he's a good God. He said, the good shepherd, every good and perfect gift comes down from heaven above. He's a good God. And he not only secured my eternal salvation, but he heals my body when I need it. He helps me. He guides me through this life. He directs my paths. That's the God I serve. God I serve protects me when I need protection. I'm going to tell you that right now. Maybe he hasn't for you, but I'm telling you, I had enough instances in my life where I know he spared my life. So I say it this way, it's too late. You can't come to me with your ragtag story about whether or not God exists. I'm sorry, but I already know. It's too late. I didn't dream it. I should be dead right now, 6 feet under. I remember his voice 15, 16 years ago when he said, if you don't go to the doctor and get your stomach checked, you won't see the end of the year. That's 6 months. I was in July. I know. I know. And I serve a good God. And that same God, his power is present to heal not only right this moment, but every time we meet, the power of God is present to heal. The power of God is present to help. If no one ever said a thing to me, no one ever spoke a word to me, he's present to heal. I can just say, God, you're here. I take your presence and your healing power in my body, and I walk in it, and I believe it's working in me now, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. God is a good God. But it's going to take faith to do that. So we've got to step out, and we've got to claim what's rightfully ours. And you can see here, Jesus never laid his hands upon that man, that sick man with palsy. He never laid hands on him. He just spoke to him. And he was healed. Here's another thought to consider. I'll just share this with you. If you notice, in reading that account, it says four men brought this man to Jesus. It wasn't their faith that got him healed. They bore him into that setting, but it was that man's faith that healed him. And so here's a thought to consider. When we help people, and we all have been in positions to help people, we can bring people to the place of where the presence of God is. We can bring people to the place where they can get their help from God, but at some point, they have to take for themselves. They've got to reach out and take by faith what's made available. We can only help people so far. We can bring them to the place where Jesus' presence is. We can bring them to the place where Jesus is made available to them. His help is made available. But then they have to believe for themselves. I can't believe for them. I can't receive for them. It says, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. They've got to take it. They've got to believe for themselves. And that's what happened here. Four brought him. They tore up the roof, I'm sure at his direction. But he had to obey. He had to take up his bed. Weak, he had to get up. He had to make an effort. I remember one time, I'll close with this. I remember one time, and this is why it's so important to operate in faith. I remember I was home. I had a very high fever. I should have gone to the hospital, but I decided I'm going to stay home. So I took a day off, and I'm home, and I'm in bed, and I had a very high temperature. And I just decided I'm going to start to laugh because I believed I was healed. And I just decided to start laughing at it. I made a choice. Kind of silly, but I was home, and I just started to do this. Ha, ha, ha. That's what I did. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. I just started to laugh. Really sad, but I mean, it was, that's what I did. I just kind of just did that for about 15 minutes, 20 minutes, doing the same thing. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. I'm healed. Ha, ha, ha. And after about 15 or 20 minutes, down here started to stir. The power of God started to stir. And I started to laugh a little louder. Ha! Ha! I started to laugh. I mean laugh. And I did that for about another 10 minutes, and the power of God hit my body. Strength! And I started to laugh with a full laugh, I mean from down here. And the power of God hit my body. But I didn't start there. And let me tell you what happened. I laughed at the top of my lungs. I mean, the neighbors could hear me in the houses. I'm laughing, literally, at a scream laughing. Just laughing. And when that subsided, the Holy Spirit started to talk to me. And he spoke to me about something that wasn't healing. He started to talk to me about my life. And this is what he said. I remember it. And I do remember it. He said this. If you will work the word in the area of finances like you're working the word in the area of healing, you won't have room enough to contain it all. So he started to talk to me about my finances and said, if you do the same thing that you're doing right now in the area of your health, you won't have room enough to contain it in your finances. And immediately I said, I see it. I'm not doing it. And this God that I serve is a good God. And he was trying to get money to me in my finances. And for years, I would come into the church, put my money in the offering, drop it in, because I knew it was the right thing to do. But I was not acting in faith concerning my finances. I wasn't speaking over my finances. I wasn't applying the word like my body. I was expecting the word to work in my body concerning my health. But I wasn't expecting the word to work concerning my finances. Seed time and harvest. What farmer puts a seed in the ground? That's a dumb farmer. What farmer puts a seed in the ground and then does not expect to see a harvest? That's a dodo. Every farmer that you know, they so much expect a harvest, they spend hundreds of thousands of dollars buying equipment to harvest. Hundreds of thousands of dollars, these big machines to go out in their fields and harvest. Why would they do that? Because they planted seed. And they expect a harvest. I wasn't expecting a financial harvest. I was just putting my money in the, I was just dropping it in the bucket. Not expecting money to come in because I planted seed. And God was trying to get that across to me, and he did. But I was expecting my body to be healed because I had fed on the word of God and I acted on it and I got healing working in my body. I didn't do that where my finances were concerned. And you know what? The same thing. The power of God is present to cause you to walk in love towards people. But you've got to act in love towards people you don't like. You've got to walk in the love of God towards people that don't like you. The power of God is present to help you walk in love. It's present. But guess what? You got to take a step for the power of God to work in you supernaturally to begin to love people that are unlovely. Power of God's present. He's present to heal. He's present to save. He's present to help you where your finances are concerned. He'll help you walk in the love of God. But you've got to do what? Reach out and act on that which you believe. See, we can bring you to the place where you see it. And bring you to the place where you can see it now, but then what? It do you no good if you don't begin to act on it. Does you no good. Just like that man with the palsy. They brought him in to Jesus. He said, "Arise, thy sins be forgiven thee." He said, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Arise, take up thy bed." And Jesus is saying the same thing. How does he operate today? Same as he did then. Same. Same exact way. He didn't change. And he hasn't changed. Hope you got something out of that. Hope you got it. Because it's not hard. It's not hard. The power of God is present right this moment to heal. And he'll heal your body. Some instantly, most you begin to amend. Your body begins to change. It begins to start restoring and healing and strengthening. And the power of God, you take it, you receive it, just like that power in that wall. When I stick my finger in it, I get a jolt. It's no different. When I receive the power of God by faith, I receive it, and the power of God comes in to my body and begins to amend the sicknesses in my body. But I didn't feel anything. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it's the evidence. What's the evidence? Faith is the evidence of things not seen. So you've got to believe you receive before you have it. This man here, when you look at it, he believed so much that they let him down, but he believed, he received so much so that he stood up, got his bed up. So if you're here today, I believe there are people here today, even few in number, I believe there are people here today that have received this insight, this revelation from the Word, and are receiving healing in their body. Now, I certainly am available to lay hands and join in faith with you where your body's concerned. I'll lay hands on you. But you don't need to. You can receive by just, by faith, receiving the power of God because it's present, and your faith reaches out and says, that's mine. I want it. That's mine. That's mine. Not one person here should walk through life or walk out of this building not taking what's available here. Not one. There isn't one person under the sound of my voice that should walk out of this building with a headache, an ache, a pain. Not one. Because if you see the ministry of Jesus, he said everyone that came to him, he healed them. And he healed all. Not one left without having their need met. Not one. I don't care what it is. An ache, a pain, a disease. Not one should leave here without taking it. And then after you take it, you begin to say, I believe that I received this power. You know, it's no different. People take medicine all the time. And they do what? You know, I think about this. You know, I was teaching this recently. Think about this. Your five senses work independently of one another. You can hear something and not see it. You can see something and not hear it. You can see something and not smell it. So all your senses work independently of one another. One's not dependent on the other. But faith can take something not seen. Because that's exactly what the scripture says. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. But you'd sit here and fight me if you saw something and said, I saw it. You didn't hear it. How many of us will sit downwind of a Chinese restaurant and swear there's a Chinese restaurant in the neighborhood? I smell food. You didn't see it, but you smelt it. And swear there's food. Somebody's cooking food. How do you know? You don't know. You smelled it. And it's no different where faith is concerned. Because God said, in his word that wherever Jesus was, the power of the Lord was present to heal, then I take it. It's mine. I take it. I take it right now. I don't have to feel. You know, here's the thing. Why are we consulting our senses where faith is concerned? Why are you consulting them? Faith says, I believe I've received it and it's working in me now. You swear there's food and you didn't see it because you smelt it. You heard something and you didn't see it. No, we shouldn't consult our sense realm where faith is concerned. I'm not telling people to not go to the doctor. I'm certainly not telling you not to do that. If that's how God's leading you, then you go. Take medicine. But medicine doesn't heal you. God heals you. God will heal you. He'll heal your body. So not one person leave this place today take what's available. The power of God is present to heal. Take it and walk in it and expect that your body is changing and will change. And if you're doing great, great. How's your finances doing? If they could be better, then you begin to take and expect because you're a tither, because you bring your tithes into the storehouse. You say, no, no, God has made that seed time and harvest available to me. When I bring my tithe into the storehouse, I expect a harvest on my giving, and I'm looking for it. Just like that farmer sowed seed and all the conditions, everything being right, the sun's out and the water nourishes the seed, harvest is coming. That harvest is coming. You ever see the farmer? Think about this. You have a farmer go out and go, he don't do that. If everything's right, he's preparing to do what? Harvest. He's preparing for the harvest. He's not praying about the harvest. He's not hoping it comes. He knows it's coming. And God's word will not return unto him what? Void. So if you take healing into your body, it will not return void, but it will do that which God said it will do. Restore your body. In Jesus' name. Praise God. I'm just motoring along here, get this out of my heart, because I'm telling you right now, not one of you should leave here. Not one, not one, not one, not one of you should walk out of this building not taking from the power of God who's present to heal. I heard Brother Hagin, I was coming up today and I was listening to a tape of his or a CD. And he said, he's talking about his experiences back when he was a young man. He said this young minister was on his deathbed. And he said he came and he said he was there praying for this man at his bedside for a couple of hours. And he said as he was praying, he looked up and he said Jesus was standing at the foot of his bed. He said, I saw him just as clear as I can see you. He was standing at the foot of this man's bed. And he said, He said, I didn't tell the man I saw him, but I just said, Jesus is here to heal you. That's what he said to the man. And he said that man jumped up out of his bed. He was bedfast. He jumped up out of his bed, ran down to the edge of his bed, and he sat there And he said Jesus reached his hands out to heal him. And he said, the man just sat there and said, oh, I just can't. I can't. And he went back and he sat on the bed. And he said, what do you mean, man, you can't? He said, yes, you can. Just receive it. And he said, I just can't. I can't. I know I can't. I can't. And this went back and forth. And he said, Brother Hagin said this. He said, as long as I live the rest of my life, I'll never forget the look on Jesus' face. He said, Jesus just stood there and he said, I've come to heal him, but he won't receive it. He'll be dead in 3 days. And he did. He died in 3 days. He wouldn't receive what was available for him right then. The power of God is present. His presence is here today because we're here, gathered in his name. And he said, you can guarantee I'll be there. So the power of God, his presence is here. All one has to do is do what? Receive it. Just receive it.